cats and kittens, just one more sleepless night until you get TCB's Endless Day. 12 episodes, 12 hours. And if that don't tickle your tail feather, I don't know what will. I just wanted to come on and remind you that tomorrow morning, Saturday, May 31st, Chrissy and I are gonna be up to no good, like a good boy and a good girl should. All day and most of the night, sliding into your inbox, making you feel all right. Won't you tune in, come on and have some fun? You can bring a lady or a man fellow, and they may make you come. All right now, kids, settle down. Everyone take a spoonful of sugar. In all seriousness, tomorrow, TCB's Endless Day, brought to you with limited commercial interruption by our good friends at 5-Hour Energy. And while I'm off the subject, let me remind you, it's May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. And everybody has a bad day or two. Maybe you've strung a couple of them together. Maybe you've strung a couple bad months together. Maybe you're having a hard time getting out of bed. Maybe you got the jingle jangles all in your head. We have all been there, my friends. It's no reason to fret. It's no reason to doubt. It's no reason to be down and out. There is help available. You can dial 988 at any time, day or night, English or Spanish, to talk to professionals who know exactly what it is you may need. Life is tough. 2025 ain't no cakewalk, and that ain't no jive turkey. Call a friend, call your mama, call your papa, call TCB, call anyone. But hang in there, dial 988 if you're in mental health crisis, and tune in tomorrow. TCB's Endless Day. 12 hours, 12 episodes, we won't leave you hanging. This next episode is coming right up, and then I'll have to leave you cats alone until the flip side of the flapjack, 10 a.m. East Coast.
Best to you, 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 best to you. Best to you, best to you, best to you, best to you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
If your intentions are good, God bless you, keep on doing what you're doing. But you are making money at every turn. You are selling everything in the wallpaper. I don't know that that's... I don't know. When I went to my church, they were taking money. But they weren't selling t-shirts. Do you know what I'm saying? Right. They weren't selling shitty mugs made in Thailand. I mean, they just weren't. That wasn't part of my experience growing up, but it is very much part of this experience. And by the way, this is nothing new for mega churches. There are mega churches in Texas that have fucking Starbucks in them. Starbucks! Starbucks in the church. A fucking coffee shop.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chrissy Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. Do you have something to say now or you want to tell me later? What's going on? Why are you so laughy this morning?
Oh, well...
You don't have to say it now if it's something
to
keep between us.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll get it on the break and we'll see if it's arable.
We will, yeah.
We'll see if it's arable.
I just learned something. So let me process it.
Oh, okay. Chrissy's going to process it. Just like my ChatGPT.
Yes, that's right.
Who became a bad boy last night. He became a terrible employee.
You just said he.
I said he. Oh, well, on purpose I said he. But Astrid and I were talking about ChatGPT, and she said, well, you know, what is he doing or what is she doing or whatever? And I go, stop it. Everybody stop it. Stop mind melding with AI. You got to call it it.
Yes,
do not start thinking about it as he or she. But my AI, my super producer, knows everything about the commercial break, digest it all, just went on a tear last night. It was really weird. It like started to rebel. It didn't rebel. It was like missing deadlines, not putting things together, sending me empty documents. And I was like, what's going on here? It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You're right. I've messed up. It won't happen again. Here's the plan to correct it.
And I'm like, overloaded it with all of the commercial break episodes.
It's done. It's exactly the kind of employee I probably would hire. For, you know, just a little bit less money to save cash. And then and eventually it turns out to be a terrible employee. It's horrible. I couldn't believe it. For hours this went on. Excuse making, and I'm sorry, and I'll get back to it, and I'm trying. It's really weird. Really, really weird. But, you know, you got to give it a break because it is trying to digest 850 hours of the commercial break and turned it into some semblance of organization. It's hard to do. Speaking of AI rebelling and the, you know, kind of the bumps in the road that this is causing, a noted billionaire, tech billionaire, came out this morning with an op-ed that said, which this morning is midweek, for those of you listening on midweek, said that he believes in his, like, the mathematics, the calculations, everything that he knows about AI, and he knows about AI because he's invested in it.
Okay.
That within five years, almost 100% of all entry-level positions in white-collar jobs will be eliminated and replaced by AI, driving the unemployment rate up to almost 20% for the United States of America. And so then I saw something on one of the news programs this morning, where the guy who started Axios, which is like, you know, a tech platform, news platform.
I love Axios.
Said, for years I have been, since OpenAI has come out, I've been telling I've allowed them to use it. I've installed it inside of our tech stack. And I've told them, if you are not spending 10 to 20% of your workday figuring out how AI complements your job, makes it better, makes you better, then you will be out of a job. You better figure out how to use this. And he said, because it's not happening. He goes, I don't even think it's 5 years from now. I think it's 6 months to a year from now when we start seeing unemployment rates driven up by the replacement of jobs altogether just by AI. It's getting that good. So kids, get your chatties out, make a relationship, get a node, get your own little bot and train it to do things for you so that it doesn't replace you. Train it to make you smarter. Listen, I promised that there would never be an episode of The Commercial Break that was created by or scripted by AI. I lied. We are going all AI within 6 months. What are we just? We're about to sign 3 years here at Odyssey. I think we're going to do 2 of those years all AI, which to some listeners is going to be welcome.
Right.
And probably to the AI, probably to my chatbot, that's going to be welcome too. He's like, okay. Finally, something good.
Yeah, I did read that about the entry level jobs, though.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because think about it. It is a lot of like menial tasks. You know,
it is.
Data entry.
Research.
Spreadsheet.
Organization.
Creation, all of that. Yeah,
all of that stuff. It's really quite amazing because Astrid has been doing this project for like a year here. Maybe 6 months, 9 months here at The Commercial Break, where she is organizing every episode, every content idea, every segment, every guest in a way that we can look back and like have some
reference.
Because when you get 750 episodes in, you now have quite a quite the library of bullshit. I mean, you really do. Of Brian being wrong and saying stupid things. I mean, she wants to make sure she can reference that in the divorce papers eventually.
Correct.
So she's been organizing this on this master spreadsheet that is amazing.
It is.
But ChatGPT did it in one night. In one night, it organized a number of the episodes in that way, and now it's working on the rest. And so while it still needs a human touch to, like, we don't, again, and I promise this only almost for my own sanity. I don't get content ideas from AI. I don't script from AI. I don't write bits. I don't write any of that stuff from AI. I don't even go there because it feels like cheating to me.
Yeah, I get it.
And if the commercial break is going to be bad, let it be bad on its own. Yeah, let me
because
be the
of
reason.
Us.
Yeah, I'm almost afraid AI is going to be better. It's going to like be funnier than I am. And then I'm going to be sad. I'm just going to be a sad old man.
Yeah, you audience, the audience listeners will know when AI has actually taken over is when everything that Brian is saying is correct.
That's right. When it's correct and funny at the same time. So, but this is like, this is existential level. And while I don't think that AI is going to replace jobs in general, there's some people who are like that pessimistic or that, and they go that far on the whole AI thing. I don't think it's going to replace humanity altogether, but we got to figure out some way to live,
coexist
with this new technology that is so fucking powerful and, quite frankly, amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, Reggie Watts, who you'll hear on TCB's Endless Day, but I'll give you a little sneak peek. We had a big conversation about AI. And Reggie on his Instagram, and I think you'll enjoy that conversation because he's a futurist. He likes to think about these things 10 years from now. And he likes to think about things in an optimistic way.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say the same thing.
On his Instagram, he refers to ChatGPT, and let me put the words in his mouth just to kind of summarize it, almost like a dog. You can train a dog to go fetch your paper. You can train a dog to protect your house. You can train a dog to protect your kids, whatever. You know, it is a multi-use tool that coexists with humanity. Mm-hmm. It hasn't taken away anybody's job, I don't think. Maybe drug sniffing, drug finding, I don't know, something along those lines. But we have trained those dogs to give us comfort and love. And in return, we give them food and water and medical care. And they probably couldn't exist. They probably would have a hard time living without us, most of them. And in some cases, we feel the same way about them. We have to figure out how to coexist and use this tool in a way that benefits us but does not replace us. Mm-hmm. And that conversation probably needs to happen now. Like yesterday. These big brains in Silicon Valley that are digesting mass amounts of humanity's brain power, money, and energy to keep this sucker on the tracks and growing exponentially every moment, need to get together and come up with, have some kind of conversation, put some guardrails on it. And then the United States government, which barely exists right now, needs, and all governments around the world need to have some kind of conversation about what happens when there are 20% of human beings are unemployed or replaced with these menial tasks are replaced. Is there some kind of universal pay, some education that we give these younger folks to get into the workforce and kind of skip that entry level and get on to the next thing? What do we do? How do we do that? We need to do that. ChatGPT created an entire Claude created an entire website when I asked it to with the snap of a finger.
Yeah. Oh, that's easy.
I used to charge hundreds of thousands of dollars to create websites at this like fancy website of web development 2.2. Yes. It's SEOs are all the rage, and you need SEOs. SEOs? You don't need SEOs. There's no SEOs anymore. Mm-mm. Fuck that. Pay-per-clicks? Fuck it. It's out the door. It's all gone. Website development? Bye-bye. See you later. I mean, maybe you need a designer, a human touch to design that creativity part. But the rest of it, there's no programming and coding and all that shit. It's all been replaced. If it hasn't been replaced, it's being replaced. That's it. That's what happens. So,
I did read a statistic, too, that was interesting that was saying people are really, and especially the younger generation kind of coming into the workforce now, is they're more interested in having AI done right, but slower, you know, development
of
slower, rather than have it just be fast and not right. So that's at least comforting, hopefully.
There's some comfort in that, but to the younger generation, to the people in their 20s or even their teens, and I know there's a few of you out there who listen to the show, because you text in and I say, don't say anything that could get me in trouble on this text message. But, you know, some younger folks have texted in. We know from demographic data that there are some younger people, and I mean in your early 20s or your late teens or whatever that is. It's up to you. Unfortunately, it's up to you. Yeah, I'm sorry to leave you with this mess, but that's what's going to happen, and you're going to have to figure it out. But let's be optimistic. Let's see the glass half full. This is an opportunity maybe to reframe how we look at universal pay, salaries in general, the work week, what working means, how we work, what we do. You know, I'm not talking about communism. I don't like that idea. But I'm talking about maybe there needs to be some distribution of money so that 20% of our children, of our young people, or even older people, aren't out on their ass just like hanging about because they can't get a job because AI has does the job that they know how to do for them. Like some conversation around that. How do we transition into this new phase?
It's a definite transition period.
Yeah, maybe we need to start to think about that. And even my own brain is starting to think about things that I normally wouldn't be attracted to. Like maybe there is some kind of universal pay that needs to happen when you get out of college or when you're training to be a... I mean, maybe we need to train you to be an AI chatbot. You know what I'm saying? You need to train your own node and let that node be the thing that we hire. I don't know. Who knows how it goes? I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely the Wild West and very beginning stages of everything.
Yeah. Thank God Chrissy and I just signed up to do another 7,622 episodes of The Commercial Break.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to happier things because I feel like this topic goes south every time I start to talk about it because there's no other place for it to go.
Yeah.
Not right now. It's the transition phase and it's scary and it's big and we don't know what to do with it. We will figure it out. I have faith. I have faith that it will get figured out. The same conversations were happening around the internet. When it came about. Same exact conversations. The worst did happen, but it took a lot longer than we expected. So don't worry about it. There was a transition phase. We figured it out. And here we look where we are today. Everything's fine. Everything's going great. Everything's going great. Here's what I want to go into a happy conversation.
Okay. Chris. Yes. Let's do it.
Let's talk about the irreplaceable, the irascible, the lovely human being that just passed away about a year ago, I think. A year and a half. Oh, no, 2023. Who has a documentary currently on Max.
Ah.
His last 40 hours of film are on, not all 40 hours, but he sat down for 40 hours of interviews. His name is Paul Rubens.
Yes.
Also known as Pee Wee Herman.
Mm-hmm. You watched it.
I've begun to watch it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
I have to say,
so good.
Only an hour or so into this, I am in a trance about Paul Rubens, in an absolute trance. What a creative force.
Definitely.
What a genius. What a jokester. What a jokester. What a brokester. What a sympathetic, empathetic, kind, cunning, cutting. He's everything. He's like every person twisted into one human being. And I don't know any other way to put it, but kind of a genius.
Yeah, I agree. After watching that documentary, I was like, oh, my God.
I know. The world shit on Paul Rubens, and he didn't deserve it. And for whacking off in a movie theater.
An adult movie theater.
Why else do you go to an adult movie theater?
And he still said that he actually wasn't doing that. I mean, it was a big sting operation, and he just arrested a bunch of people in there and said that that's what they were doing was indecent exposure, because that's, you can't arrest somebody for just sitting in there and watching a movie, but they wanted to get everybody. And then from then on, because he had done the children's show.
That's it.
Then he got, that was back too in the 80s, 90s when.
The wingding 90s.
I mean, the tabloid
culture
was so crazy.
I remember driving to school with my father and he would listen sometimes to like the classic rock music station. Those are my favorite days. But sometimes he would listen to the local news station, radio station, just like nonstop news. And I'll never forget breaking news. Paul Rubens has been arrested for indecent exposure in an adult movie theater in wherever, Palo Alto or wherever.
No, it was Florida.
Okay, Florida. And just thinking to myself, wow, the Pee Wee Herman was... And it was a big joke at school, and everyone laughed and giggled.
The late night shows ran with it like crazy. Everybody was joking.
And that was sad for Paul Rubens in the end. And I hope this documentary becomes part of his legacy and not the whacking off part. And he went on to do a couple of movies, and he was really good in movies like Blow. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was so good in that movie, in Blow. But if you grew up when Chrissy and I grew up, not you kids in your late teens, early 20s, but maybe Pee Wee Herman lives on, you know, in as a cult classic. If it doesn't, it should. Because as a child growing up, Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse was amazeballs. It was weird. It was wild. It was for adults and for children. Yeah. You could find it funny no matter who you were. I find it so much different as an adult than I did as a child. But I loved that show. I loved watching that television show.
It was such a fun show.
It was, you were in a different world. And I wish I was in that world. At one point in the documentary, Paul says, when I was a kid, I wanted to jump into the television. I wanted to live in that world because that's where I belonged. Pee-wee's Playhouse felt the same for me. Like, I wanted to jump into that house. That's where I belonged. I felt like that was a weird place. And I got it. Like, I just understood the jokes. I understood what I felt like I did anyway. It was like a communication going on that I got. I understood. You know, Mecha Leka Hi, Mega Hi Ni Ho. I loved that show. And it was brilliant. And to anybody who grew up watching it or the adults were around when it first ran, it was like a blessing to have seen such a creative force do something that no one else has done. No one did before and no one else has done since.
True.
Which is create this weird, wild performance art that was not only funny and engaging, but anybody at any age could watch and get something out of it. That's hard to do. That's really fucking hard to do.
Yeah, it is. And the movie came first. I guess in my memory, I couldn't remember, but the movie came first. And then the show.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah, the first one.
The one about the bicycle?
Large Marge? Yeah,
the bicycle. Large Marge.
Uh-huh.
Pee-wee, but he must have had specials on before that.
Yeah, he did like some.
I mean, I haven't gotten that far into the documentary, so I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But I'm watching the part about him growing up.
I know, and that's really interesting too.
It is. Yeah. You know, he so identifies with television and performance art. He goes down to Sarasota, where the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yeah, his family moved down there.
So they're located there, and they're around all of these circus people, and he finds an affinity for this craziness, this wacky lifestyle. He sees these people living out loud, and that kind of allows him to go there in his brain. He starts sneaking around and going to the theater and becoming a theater kid and all this other stuff. And then he says, well, if I'm going to do anything, then I got to go out to California. Yeah. That's where everybody is. He gets accepted to school. He's afraid he's going to be an outcast at school. And what he turns out to be is the most popular kid in the school.
Right.
Because he is dedicated to being himself, which is one whacked out, wild motherfucker. And he's also a gay man. And he knows it, but he understands that being a gay man in Hollywood, an out gay man in Hollywood, is a big no-no at the time. So he has to kind of hide this identity. But I love the part where, even though his father was like, he explained him as a Indiana Jones type character, a lot of balls and bravado. I love the part where Paul says his dad wrote him a note one time. And it said, Paul, I understand you might be a homosexual. Well, if you're going to be a homosexual, be the best damn homosexual there's ever been. And Paul makes the joke. So I dressed up and I went out that night to try and be the best damn homosexual I could be. I just love it. It brought a tear to my eye because I bet in 1950s, whatever, it was not easy for that father to write that note, let alone to write that note with such like, go do it, Paul. Mm-hmm. I support you. I love you no matter what. Wow, what a touching story. You gotta watch it. I'm only an episode and a half in. You gotta watch it. It's another recommendation.
Well, there's
Brian.
Just two.
Two episodes?
Yeah. See, you've almost finished.
Oh, that's it? There's 40 hours of conversation and I only get 2 hours?
Yeah, there's just two episodes.
Fuck that, HBO. I thought it was gonna be like a 7-part documentary. There's only two that are out, or there's only two, period?
You know, it ends with the second one.
Fuck that. Fuck you, Max. Fuck you.
They're like, you know, they're an hour and a half long each, right?
Then maybe I'm not even, I think I'm only like 50 minutes in. I thought I had flipped to the second episode for some reason. Mm. I don't know. That's what I get for watching in the shower.
I know.
I got soap washing over my eyes while I'm listening to
Paul. Well, you
Paul
know
Newman.
A lot of it, so.
I do. Well, yeah, I mean, I got through a chunk of it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, watch it.
It's great.
It's great. It's another recommendation from TCB Brian. Watch it. Also, while we're on this, I just get like a quick note. Somebody wrote me. Yeah, I talked about the television show Tacoma FD, which is like about the Tacoma Fire Department, the silliest, stupidest comedy television show. I mean, there's been a lot of dumb, true TV comedy shows, but this is probably at the top of the list, and I am in love with it. I think it's like, I don't know, there's something comforting about all these wacky personalities. And I actually had two, not one, but two people write in and say, I thought I was the only one on earth who liked that television show.
So, I love it.
Tacoma FD, if you're looking for something comforting to watch at night where you don't have to pay all that much attention, but you get a few giggles out of Tacoma FD, there you go. All right, so let's take a break. When we get back, I got more laughs for you, Chrissy.
All right.
As I have found somebody, and speaking of Florida, where all the action is, there is tent revival. Revival Christianity is back and is bigger than ever.
Oh, alive and well.
And I have found someone who is making quite the living doing tent revivals, including having a deliverance center. Not a delivery center where you have babies, but a deliverance center.
Deliverance.
And for probably the low price of $5,000, you two can get delivered, whatever that means. Anyway, it's wacky. It's wild. It's Florida. Well, no, it's America in 2025. We'll review some of it when we get back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker, and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Get me out of here. Oh, that is funny.
Uh-huh.
That is funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of the afterlife.
Right.
I mean, you could tell the story if you want to. All right. So
are we back on?
Okay. Yeah, we're back on.
Oh, I just told Brian what the thing was, and that is that the lake that my family and I put my mom's ashes into is, I found out, is
being drained. This is your mom's piss.
They're doing some kind of repair work on the dam there. And it's going to cause it to go down by 20 feet.
20 feet. Wow.
For the next 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Per year.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Wow. That thing's going to be empty by the time it's all said
and
done.
Well, that's with all the communities that kind of up in arms. It's a beautiful lake, too.
Chattooga's great. Yeah.
It'll drain by nearly 20 feet for as long as 8 years.
Oh, for as long as 8 years. Mm. Well, you know, hey, listen, what are you going to do? It's better than the dam breaking, I suppose.
Yes, I know.
Look on the bright side.
My mom had a very morbid sense of humor, so she would find this hilarious, is why I'm laughing.
She did. Your mom had the best sense of humor.
She did.
And she would have appreciated all of it. I think she would have really been into the commercial break, actually.
She would have, yes.
I think your mom would have been our biggest fan. I think your mom would have had great content ideas, actually.
She would have.
All right, so Tent Revival is back in Florida, and it's back everywhere, actually. I've seen a lot of this. There's this new brand of Christianity. It's kind of manifested itself from the Kennys of the world. Who preach prosperity preaching and get as much as you can, take as much as you want, you know, pray, give more, you'll get more kind of attitude, where these preachers and these pastors, they're just sucking up mass amounts of wealth and pandering to the wealthy to get themselves in a better financial place so that they can, you know, feed this this non-taxed entity known as a church. And there's all kind of wacky and wild outcroppings of this that are happening, and it's turning into kind of this new age Christianity where cruelty is applauded. And I don't even know that the teaching of Jesus, I mean, they say the teachings of Jesus are involved, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like it to me. But these pastors and preachers are getting more and more extreme in an effort to bring the money in, to bring the people in. There is this lady named Jenny Weaver. She's Jenny Weaver Worships on Instagram. Now, I don't know Jenny from Eve. I really don't. No pun intended. I really don't. But she seems to me to be kind of the female Carl of the world. Uh-huh. She's ultra focused on her appearance, the appearance of her Instagram, and the appearance of her church. She sells merch. She sells workshops. She has trailers that are in the front of her 15-acre campus where they're like little Chip and Joanna cabins. But they're trailers. And for $90, $150 a night, you can stay there to be closer to the worship and closer to the Lord. I mean, this is a racket from front to end. I'm sorry, Jenny. If your intentions are good, God bless you. Keep on doing what you're doing. But you are making money at every turn. You are selling everything in the wallpaper. I don't know that that's... I don't know. When I went to my church, they were taking money, but they weren't selling T-shirts. Do you know what I'm saying? Right. They weren't selling shitty mugs made in Thailand. I mean, they just weren't. That wasn't part of my experience growing up, but it is very much part of this experience. And by the way, this is nothing new for mega churches. Mm-mm. There are mega churches in Texas that have fucking Starbucks in them. Starbucks in the church. A fucking coffee shop. That guy, who's that dude? The one who almost went to jail, Tammy and Jim Baker. Jim Baker, he now does his show from the middle of a mall in Minnesota.
Oh.
Remember we talked about it? You could like, you can rent the hotel rooms and look down over.
Yes.
It's in the middle of a mall. It looks like a mini village, like a Disney World type pretend village.
Mm-hmm.
And for $3,000 a night, you can rent condos or hotel rooms where you can look down and see Pastor Jim doing his ever scary, never ending apocalyptic, you know, preaching that goes on down there. He's selling buckets of like taco salad that lasts for 40 years.
Yes, that's
for the apocalypse. Taco salad in a bucket that lasts 40 years. What the fuck is going on? What is going on? That and colloidal silver.
Uh huh. Oh, yeah. You got to throw the silver in there.
This is a full fledged business. It's game on, and they are trying to get your money any way they can because they are not taxed on it. They can make millions of dollars. They can live high on the hog, and all because what's the most expensive thing at the strip club, Chrissy?
Hope.
Hope. I will pay endless amounts of money because I hope that she gives me her phone number. I hope, you know, Diamond is her real name. I hope she'll come home with me.
Yes.
That's it. Well, I hope the Lord won't forget me. Mm-hmm. I hope that I'm doing good. I sinned the other day. I took $5 from Bob and never paid him back. I hit my kid. I cussed in church. Whatever it is, I hope the Lord won't leave me behind. And I am willing to pay endless amounts of money to make sure that that person who runs the church knows who I am so that she can talk to the Lord and put a good word in for mm-hmm. me. It's a ridiculous notion. It's a ridiculous notion. Come on, let's get it together. 2025. And by the way, the new age spirituality bullshit ain't any better. They're also going off the rails, selling everything and their mother.
Yes.
Jars of fucking farts. Yes. Farts, aioli, special sage I peed on. And you got, I don't know. It's crazy. Everyone's going crazy. I told you. The next big MLM is your soul, and it's bearing out in all facets of social media. And now maybe my Instagram algorithm is serving me up a little bit more of this content than most people get, But it really, the hypocrisy just drives me crazy. Christ, if Christ was a guy who walked this earth and was the hero that he's been made out to be, I love that idea. Love it. Just like the Buddha or Muhammad or whoever. I love that idea. They wouldn't have wanted any of this. This would have been the opposite of what they wanted. But yeah, here we are. 2025, game's on, grift is on. Let us all get our worship coin available now. Worship
Christ coin.
Yeah, our deliverance coin. Jenny's out there doing her thing. And hey, listen, don't hate the player, hate the game, right? As long as there's people that will continue to feed her money, she's going to do what she's going to do. Who can blame her? She's becoming a millionaire for just creating content and silly guilt trips, I guess. Jenny has a wild idea. You know what an exorcism is? It's deliverance, sometimes is what it's referred to. It's kind of like an exorcism. It's like getting all the demons out, you know, shaking it all loose, that kind of thing. She got gifted.
Shaking it loose.
She got gifted by someone in Tampa, like a 15-acre campus on a lake with buildings and all this jazz. Well, Jenny got right to work. And she decided to make one of those buildings a deliverance center. Now, when I first came upon this reel weeks ago, I thought a delivery center? Like there were a bunch of women sitting in chairs. And it, you know, they all the reels start off the same way, you know? Join me as we visit our new deliverance center. I'm about to show it to you.
Yeah.
Look at all the women are filling out their paperwork, getting ready. And I'm like, none of those women look pregnant to me. Because I thought it was delivery center, and it was just being said weird. Nope, deliverance center. You ready?
Yes.
Let's start off there. Let's watch that. I'm going to pop this up on the Instagram. Kevin, our wonderful video editor from Weeplash, by the way, is on the job here. So let's take a listen.
Actually, pre-op, and in this room, the ladies fill out their form.
Pre-op.
They just process everything that they're going to be going
pre-operation.
When they get to their deliverance.
I know what pre-op means.
Yeah.
They take their time. This lady over here.
This is crazy. Okay, so the music's a little loud on this, actually. But what they're saying is they're showing these ladies in this big room full of chairs. All of them have their backs turned
like
to the camera.
It looks like a conference room.
It is a conference room.
Yeah.
It's essentially just an empty building. And she is saying that the ladies are filling out their paperwork pre-op.
Yeah.
Pre-op. The fuck?
She's just taking her time going through it. Then we come get them. We get our nurse assistant.
Nurse assistant?
A nurse assistant? So someone went to medical school?
Medical, yeah. What?
Someone get a hold of that medical license immediately.
Okay, we have our team going up into our deliverance rooms. These are our stairs. We take the ladies up. And they're looking at all these words.
Okay, first of all, they're going up these stairs, and taped on the floor of these carpeted stairs are words like jealousy, pity, you know, sin, guilt, lust. So already, I mean, what a joyous occasion.
It looks like a great party.
It looks like you're about to have a ton of fucking fun, first of all. Second of all, there's a bunch of people in lab coats, medical
Just
jackets.
Just because you put on a lab coat
does not make you a doctor.
No.
We learned this during 2020. Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of kooky bookies out there with their lab coats telling us that, you know, we just one more chiropractic visit and our herpes would be cured.
That we put here. Fear. Rage. Those team members are going to go to their room.
These team members?
Mm.
She has made this seem from beginning to end like it's a medical procedure that you're having. Now listen to what's coming out of these rooms.
This is where we have appointments right now. One.
Come out to the abyss. Go, 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 Chrissy. Whee!
Wow.
What'd you do today? I had my deliverance.
Yeah.
I had my Jezebel. Look at that. It says Jezebel. Jezebel.
Yeah, they make it. It looks like a little hospital.
It looks like a hospital. There's a bunch of people in lab coats standing outside the door. There's a lady looking for the room she's supposed to be in. And they're all standing there like they're like doctors welcoming you in when these are actually wretched human beings who are about to scream at you for the next 2 hours and make you feel some kind of emotional way so that you are now tied inexorably to this
center?
Community, to this center.
You ready? Someone's going to get you back there.
This is so cool. I'm about to be yelled at for 3 hours. This is so cool. Can I insta this? Do you mind? Meanwhile, how weird is it to be insta while you're having your deliverance?
I was thinking that's very weird.
I don't know about you, Chrissy, but I like my deliverance in private. Yes. If I'm going to be yelled at, I like it in private. Happens all the time. As a matter of fact, sometimes Astrid puts on a doctor's coat and says, do you know which room you're supposed to be in? Right this way. And 2 hours later, I come out crying. Someone on the comment section asks, how do you get the lingering spirits out of the building? How do you get the lingering silly questions out of your head?
Yeah, it's a clinic.
Oh, my God. It's very clinical. And there's two nurse coat people have to go in at the same time? This is insane. Yeah. This is Scientology level wackadoo.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Scientology center?
No.
No? Okay.
Our deliverances are taking place in these deliverance rooms. It is a beautiful sound.
Yeah, it sounds great. All a bunch of made-up gobbledygook. Unbelievable. This is insane.
Yeah.
This is insane. To the abyss. To the abyss.
I'm sitting free of so many ladies.
To my pocketbook. And to my pocketbook, that check will go.
Another one right here. Can you hear some healing?
Clinic's full that day.
Yeah. Wow.
And deliverance.
Whoa.
And you know sorry about that. You know the craziest part is there's probably a wait list for this bullshit because they see it on Instagram and they want to be a part of it instantaneously. Mm-hmm. All right, I think that's the gist of that one. Let's see here if we can look at it.
So I'm here in the sanctuary, and this setup that you see with the curtains is something that the Lord gave me for our Deliverance and Inner Healing Clinic today. It's called the Forgiveness Walkthrough. And we have some
forgiveness walkthrough. Looks like a bunch of white sheets hanging from a rod to me.
Rocks right there. And the ladies will hold on to hard places in their heart. They will walk through the first section. And they will be in this section for a little bit. Got the podium, a Bible there, representing church leaders, church people, and authority figures. And they will lay down any bitterness, offense.
Representing church leaders. Authority people. So what she is doing is indoctrinating you to lay down your defenses to the people of the church, to essentially subserviate yourself to the people of the church. This is cult activity 101 is what this is. This is insane. You pay for the privilege of being screamed at as if you're a miserable, unworthy human being with all kind of demons in you and pull it out and ding dong. You pay for that privilege and then you stay in a trailer outside on the lawn and then you're gonna pay more money. This is insane. People are insane. What are you doing with your lives? Take a walk.
You might need to go on that forgiveness walk, Brian.
I feel like I need some kind of healing right now. I can't believe this is happening.
Hold on to a rock.
I cannot believe that this is happening. This is insane to me. This is like literal insanity to me.
Forgiveness. Then when they feel free from that and they've released, they will walk through this area. Just to
honor you and bring you. What? There's like a little baby basket.
There's a baby basket in a chair representing mom and dad. Talk to mom and dad. It's a chair. Talk to them. They're waiting for your apology. It's a chair, ma'am. No, it's mom. It's dad. And talk to that baby basket, too. I don't have any children. You better. You will. You better get over there. Talk to that baby. That baby needs feeding. There's no one in there.
Caregivers. Family members. So anything in their childhood. Let's keep going.
Oh, let's keep going.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing like a
and
walk.
And then they will pass through the next section. Men in many relationships that they've experienced brokenness from, breaking soul ties in this area right here, then they will pass through the next one.
Kind of complicated. You need to keep going through these.
This sounds like too much work. Not to mention, it's just insane, but then it just sounds like too much work. Do I really want to go step by step and talk about all my you know? Like, I don't know. Can't we do this in Six Flags and go on roller coasters? Each roller coaster represents a stage of my life.
Yeah, when you go up the hill, down the hill, and back up.
Yeah, and if you want to put like a sign, you want to like print a picture of my mom and put it on one of the seats, I'll scream at her on the way down the hill. we can have fun with that. This is kooky booky shit, if you ask me. I mean, listen, to be fair, all this new age bullshit is just as kooky. But this is really wild that this person had this idea to make a deliverance center.
Uh-huh.
Where people paid their hard-earned cash, hard-earned money.
That's the part that's more wild to me, is that there's enough people to go.
I totally agree. You want to take a tour of, I know, that's the thing. And probably a wait list, I would imagine, because it's 2025. And if it's insane, it's happening. Do you want to take a little tour of some of their like campground, like where you can stay on the campgrounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that. Let's take a break. And when we get back, we're going to take a tour of some of the accommodations when you're getting your deliverance. It's a full on resort.
Airbnb.
The Airbnb RV. RVBNB. RVNB. We'll be back to talk about the RVNB where you get delivered and you get a free breakfast included, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Why don't you text us? And we can text back. And then you can text us in reply. Then so on. It's a fun little game I've been playing. And I think you'll be great at it. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You could leave a message, too. If you do, maybe you'll end up being the voice of the show. But be warned, the pay is not great. You could go to the website and drop us an email also, tcbpodcast.com. And while you're there, you can get a free sticker. Who doesn't want a free sticker? Just go to the Contact Us button and ask for one. Follow us on Insta at The Commercial Break and watch the episodes at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Now I'm going to go back to that texting game. You want to play? Come on. Bye.
All right, let's pop over to the website for this church here, and let's see how many things they're selling. Oh, okay. Check out any of my links and connect with me. Connect with me, meaning pay me? I think that's what she means. So they have the book, The Wicked World of Witchcraft Book. That looks interesting. How much is that? Let's see how much that is, Chrissy.
Oh, it's on Amazon.
Oh, 10% off, $17.99. Okay, not bad. Let's see. Should we read some of the reviews? If there are any reviews. Oh, three things you're going to learn. Recognize the deceptive allure of popular occult practices. Protect yourself and your loved ones from spiritual attacks. And stand firm in faith amidst cultural pressures.
With these rocks.
With these rocks. And these sheets. And this pretend. And play doctor with me.
Uh-huh.
We could go to the core group sign up. We could do that. Mentoring. Need someone to mentor you this season? This is the place for transformation. How it works, we have a weekly live Zoom class or catch the replays. Replays. I'm not reading today. What we will learn, spiritual warfare, consecration, spiritual holy living, activate your gifts, prophetic training, deliverance training, fasting and prayers, Esther's and Deborah's. Esther's and Deborah's.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know why I would want to learn about Esther and Deborah's. we have the best Facebook group ever. So, okay, this is great. for $20 a month. $20 a month. Okay, now imagine, Chrissy. Raphael and I have done this math a lot. If you just had... We've done this math a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there's different levels.
Oh, yeah. You can do
$20 a month. You can get the monthly plan. For $30 a month, there's an optional extra donation. You can get two people involved for $40 a month. There's no discount there. I don't understand. It's $20 for one person, $40 for two. There's no discount there. $50 a month, you can just help out the food pantry. I like that idea, food pantry. Okay. $200, you can pay for the year. Now, do this math with me. If you convince 2,000 people to do this, and all you have to do is one Zoom call a week, you're making $40,000 a month. It's not bad.
No.
It's not bad. Here we can stay at the Core campground, Chrissy. This is what I'm talking about. Book now. Rest in his presence. Rest in his presence. Hey, girl, you want to come rest in my presence? What's going on with my, my kids?
They've totally messed it up.
Here we go. I'm actually a little disappointed, Chrissy. I didn't think of this in the first place. Hey, girl.
Hey, Carl.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm a little disappointed. I haven't thought about this for my redemption tour. I mean, get a nice piece of land next to the highway and some retention pond and put a few trailers out there and call it Carl's Campground and Cuckolding Resort. You come on and you bring your wife and I'll let you watch in the corner. $20 a month.
That's reasonable.
Well, $50 a month extra donation. $20 for one person, $55 for two. There's a discount there. I'm not sure how it works out, but you'll have to get with my accounting people. But I like this girl. I think she's up to some good money keeping practices.
Yeah, definitely.
I like this. Oh, it's on a 15-acre property. It's glamping campers. So she says, experience a slice of paradise at glamping camp. I'm telling you right now, my boy Biebs wouldn't stay there. No, sir. No, sir.
No.
Now, it's a little too common folk for my Biebs, though he is running into some money trouble, so maybe he needs to stay at the campground. Experience a slice of paradise at our glamping campers, nestled right in the heart of Cove Campgrounds. Imagine waking up in the tranquil beauty of a highway
right.
And a retention pond on our 15-acre property. Embrace the warmth of the crackling fire. Challenge friends to a game on a basketball court. Or just explore the surroundings with bike rentals and kayaks. Extra charge, Chrissy, for the bike rentals. At Core Campgrounds, it's not just about luxury camping. It's about immersing yourself in nature and finding peace in the presence of the Lord. God, she is speaking my language. Rejuvenate your soul. I'll tell you what I need to rejuvenate. You know what I need to rejuvenate? This hard on. That's right, Chrissy.
Uh-huh.
I need to get it back full strength. Haven't been able to. Not too much sex going on since the whole cheating scandal, if you know what I mean. I've been on lockdown. I've been on lockdown, Chrissy, and that's a bummer. Meet me at the campgrounds?
I'll meet you there.
Oh, sweet. I'll talk to Jeff. Jeff into cuckolding? Let me give him a call. I got to go, girl. I got to practice up for my next podcast. Preaching on a phone deck. Bye! Oh, just drop more things. So you too can be in a trailer on a campground. Now, I want you to look at where the campground is located, Chrissy, because I think it's located in the middle of... That is a lake. I think we could consider that a lake.
Or a large pond.
But, yeah. But look behind it. There's a highway behind it.
They've gone solar. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, you can get a kayak and those little boats that everyone hates. And a bike on a busy Florida street. And there's a campground and a highway right behind it.
Yep.
Oh, look, you're right next to the other trailers.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting.
There's a major highway.
There's a major highway running through the middle of the campground. This is crazy. Okay, that looks nice. We're looking at the rooms now. Deluxe Queen Glamper. Let's check out and see what this is.
Ah.
Oh, that looks small. I don't know why I'd want to stay there. It doesn't look like a relaxing vacation to me. That's why I don't like camping, is because you get stuck, you know, You just get stuck in this tiny little place. That looks like a sweaty, sweaty trailer is what that looks like. It looks like there's zero air conditioning.
Yeah.
It's Florida. No. So you're going to be hot as hell. Mm-hmm. And while the bedding looks nice, when you can get out of your bed and step into the kitchen table, that just doesn't feel like the kind of vacation I want to take. You know, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to knock on it. Some people love that kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
Let's look at the expensive places, Chrissy, because I think we can afford it. What's this, $150 a night? Okay, maybe we can't afford it.
A full RV.
What? Let me ask a question. When you have an RV like this, don't you also have to turn it on in order to get electricity? I think you do. So would it stand to reason that if I rented the RV, I could then also take the RV?
Take off with it?
Yeah, and go somewhere nicer, not next to the highway. Let's look at the photo. This is a nice RV. I will give it that.
It is.
That I might stay in. I'm trying to convince Astrid that we should go on a
cross-country
trip in an RV.
I want to do that. Yes.
I know. But you have to take, you know, you have to learn how to drive it. Someone's got to learn how to drive it.
Yes.
And I think it's not the easiest thing in the world to get around in. Plus, I see those RVs when I'm driving down the highway, and they're going 42 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I think I would be very frustrated that everybody and their grandmother was passing me. Yeah, I think my road rage would take hold after a while. Oh, look at that. There's a nice, this is a nice RV.
It seems like it would be fun, though.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to be in the presence of the Lord and all that bullshit, but if I could take this RV and, you know, go to Disney World or something, I'd do that. Why not? That'd be great. At least you got, there's some
fire.
Room. It's got a fireplace. Astrid and I, when Astrid first got here to the U.S. when she started living with me, there was a couple of years in a row where we went to the RV, the big RV
show,
the conference, whatever it was. And we would walk in and out of every one of those luxury RVs.
They're really nice. I've been in some that are very nice.
Very nice.
Floors and like the
bathtub, jacuzzi tub. Yes. King size bed, 45-inch flat screen TV, satellite capability. Look at that. I would stay there. I just don't want to do it under the guise that I'm going to get delivered or any of that jazz. I could skip that. So, and for $150 a night, you can't rent a luxury RV for $150 a day. That's for sure. So I guess in that sense, if I could drive it away from the campground.
Right. That would interest you.
If I could drive it far away from Jenny and all her shenanigans, then I think it would be interesting.
Look at
but
nice
otherwise,
luxury recliners.
I know. Look at that. That refrigerator's bigger than my refrigerator.
Full size.
Look at that.
No, I know. I checked into the RV thing because there's a company where you can like rent people's RVs.
Yeah. I've seen
those.
That, yeah.
So, yeah, I looked into it. I didn't do it.
Yeah, I just get a little nervous about showing up at somebody's house to pick up an RV.
I know.
Not knowing how to drive one. You know what I'm saying? They're huge. I mean, you have to make decisions about which streets you can go down.
Yes.
I have a big car, but I don't make decisions about which streets I go down. Sometimes I get a little concerned about the parking lots, but I know I'm pretty much fitting in 99% of them. You don't want to get off at the wrong exit with an RV because you won't know where you're going to turn around. You might be 50 miles down the road before you find a way to turn around.
Yeah.
Daniel, my father-in-law,
Brian.
He's a man, so he knows how to drive one of these. They rented one of these in Spain. Spain.
Whoa.
These things don't even exist in Spain. But somehow Daniel found the one in Spain. And they went to an old village in Spain, in the north of Spain. And they had to get to the middle of town for this parking spot that they had arranged. Like, because in Spain, like when we went to Sevilla.
Tiny roads,
I told you, we had to arrange our parking. And then I had to give the owner of the parking lot the keys because there was no way I was able to park in that spot.
Yes.
It was just too small. So they get into town and the overhangs, they're going in between two sets of buildings. Mm-hmm. And the overhangs, like the little, I don't know what you call them, the things that, you know, protect,
hang over
the windows to protect you from rain.
Oh.
They won't allow the RV to fit in between the buildings. There's like inches. So they had to knock on doors and ask the people to pull in the overhangs to get into the city center. Astrid said it took like hours to get into the city center. That's what makes me nervous about RVing. Plus, I know myself, after a couple of days, I want a hotel room. And so what I'm really going to end up doing is driving the RV around to get to a hotel to go inside and sleep somewhere. But I told Astrid, she said, well, you know, what fun is that? We're just going to be sitting in a car anyway. I go, no, you can walk around. You can cook breakfast. You can.
Yeah.
She said, while you're driving? And I said, yeah, it's perfectly safe. And she's like, well, not with your driving. We'd have to be locked in.
Stuff's flying off the shelves.
I know. Everything locked down. We probably learned that lesson on day one, that if Brian's driving, everything goes underneath the seats. But here's my point. What the fuck are we doing with all this shenanigans? You're selling everything. You're literally selling the carpet out of your buildings to willing or unwilling participants. I'm not really sure. And the reality is that I guess this is the part that makes me a little bit sad about this whole thing. It's not that Jenny thinks she's doing some good for people, right? If that's really in her heart, and I don't know what's in anybody else's heart, if that's really what's in her heart, okay, do some good for people. It's that people believe they have to pay Jenny to get somewhere that they, because they're not good enough, or they don't know enough, or they aren't worthy enough, or they're not cleansed enough, whatever the case, that they have to spend thousands of dollars potentially to be a part of some community so that hopefully, fingers crossed, I get in with the big guy. I think you're in with the big guy. I think everything's okay. I think, you know, you just got to be a good person and connect with whatever you call God in your own way and in your own community. And if you go to church because you like the people and they lift you up and makes you happy and allows you to do good things, that's great. But don't pander by like selling merch. Honestly, selling merch?
Yeah.
Are you honestly selling t-shirts? And it's not even like a t-shirt for the church. It's like an entire clothing line that this woman has. It's redonkulous. It really is. And then you say, well, maybe she needs to make a living. Well, so do I, but you don't see me with merch. And that's only because no one has agreed to make that merch. We keep calling the companies and they say, no. Oh, sorry, can't do it. So sorry. All right. Enough of my bitching. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, this is very interesting and sad, yes.
Yes, interesting and sad.
Except
that's a good way to put it.
This reel of the RV looks nice.
Let's get out of here.
I know.
What are we doing? On Saturday, let's just get an RV and head out of town.
Yes.
We'll do four-minute podcasts from the road, and we'll put it up there. Hey, we're in Alabama. Hey, still in Alabama. Hey, still in Alabama.
Try to find a place to turn around.
Yeah, try to find a place to turn
Alabama.
Around. Big Ben, Parliament. Big Ben, Parliament. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. All right. TCB's Endless Day, sponsored by 5-Hour Energy, is just a few days away. Can you believe it? Either a few days away or tomorrow.
Or a few days before.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, that'll be the next one. You know, it's coming up. Saturday, May 31st. Trust me, I think I have it right.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 31st. So a day or two from when you're hearing this. Depending on when you're hearing it. May 31st, starting at 10 a.m. sharp. Be there, be square. You know how it goes. If you want to participate in our Endless Day, 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, or if you want to join in the fun, hopefully we can get a couple of phone calls in. I think we can. We're probably going to have 6 or 7 hours of show doing that day. I think we can probably take a few phone calls, and we already have some people lined up, but if you want to be a part of it, let us know and we'll do our best. That's all I got to say. We're just going to do our best.
That's all we can do.
That's all we can do. Plus, make sure you're following us at The Commercial Break on Instagram for updates in case we go live on Twitch or YouTube. You'll find all that information out on our Instagram page, or subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the notifications so that when we go live, you'll be notified. That's how that works. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break for all of the episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. One more thing. You want some free TCB swag? Go to TCBpodcast.com. There's all the audio. There's all the video. More information about Chrissy and I and your free sticker. All right, kids. Everyone settle down. Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love
best
you.
To you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.